بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, in the first rakat Shaykh recited, the first ayah that he recited was يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with the people of truth. Be with truthful people. I remind myself and you that this is the fundamental principle of Islam, which is to understand and accept the truth. In psychology, we call this integrity. And we call this the integrity of belief, thought, speech, and action. Right? And the lack of that is, the lack of that integrity is hypocrisy. It is either mental illness, if it is done, I mean, if it's a result of a medical issue, or if it is done deliberately, then it is hypocrisy. When we accept Islam, what do we do? Tasdeeq bil qalb, iqrar bil lisan, wa amal bil arkan. We believe in the heart, we declare with our tongue, and we act according to that, with our limbs. If there is a difference in that, which is I believe something, but I am saying something else, this is nifaq. If it is done deliberately, in order to deceive, this is hypocrisy. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered that to be so serious that He revealed Quran prohibiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from making dua for the forgiveness of people like that. Right? And to the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even if you make this dua 70 marra, 70 times if you ask for forgiveness, also Allah will not forgive. Now, why am I saying this? Because this today is probably, and I'm not exaggerating, wallahu alam, the single biggest cancer that is there in our people, in our hearts, which is the tendency to tell lies. Think about a loaf of bread, you know, a fresh loaf of bread. On either end, it has crust, right? So if you take the first slice, you can make out. So, there's a loaf of bread which is untouched and there's another one from which only one slice has been taken. Maybe a small slice, but one slice. You can immediately know, oh, this bread is sliced. But the same bread now which is sliced, you take off a second slice and a third slice and a fourth slice, you can't make out how many slices were taken out, right? Because the crust is gone. Now, that is what happens with lying. The first time it is difficult. After that, you lie and you lie and you lie until it becomes a habit. And we have the hadith of Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu in Bukhari and Muslim, where he said the mafhum, the meaning of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person will tell the truth and will continue to tell the truth until he will be written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a truthful person. May Allah make us among them, inshallah. And conversely, he said that a person will tell lies and he will continue to tell lies until he is written before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-kadhab, as a liar. May Allah protect us from this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this so much importance that he even prohibited us from telling jokes which are lies. He said, do not lie even as a joke. You know, all these April Fool jokes and this and that, and we make. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't even do that. You might say, well, I'm not trying to harm anybody, and you know, this is only a joke. No. Do a joke. Nothing wrong with laughing. Have a good, you know, good humor. But don't tell a lie as a joke, even as a joke. Now today, if we look at our society, practically our entire advertising industry is based on lies. Lies are one way or the other. We either exaggerate the qualities of a product or we play down some aspect of the product. If it is not outright lying, it is lying in another form or the other. Continuously. Sometimes people who come to me for career advice, they ask me, they say, you know, I'm applying for jobs and it's a no-win situation because they want experience of 5 years. Now, I don't have experience of 5 years. I'm newly out of university or whatever, right? Or college. Now, I don't have 5 years experience, but can I write 5 years? Is it okay? Is it halal? So, my answer is, leave that aside, whether it is halal or not. Just ask me, answer one question, which is, they hire you now thinking you have 5 years experience. So, they give you a job which somebody with 5 years experience can do. Now, what happens? Now, you are stuck, right? I mean, you can't do the job because you don't have the experience. Then, what happens? So, whether it is halal or not, you know, this is not even a question. You don't have to ask this question. Everybody knows the answer. But my point is, forget, leave that aside. Even as a practical thing, if I'm claiming that I can do something and I can't do it, then it's going to come back. And I'm going to look like a liar and a fool in front of people and I'll probably lose my job. So, what's the point of that? Speak the truth. Say, this is, I just graduated. I'm new. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to work hard. I'm willing to do this. Please give me a job. And if Allah has written it for you, Qadar Allah, inshallah, you will get it. If you don't get it, alhamdulillah, at least you have not told lies. But we have a situation, we lie there, we lie in our taxes. You earn something, you say something else. In Allah protect us, we have a complete system. In India, we call it like the elephant. There are teeth to see and there are teeth to eat, which you can't, which you can't see. The point is, the tax man, you may escape the tax man, but what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are telling, that's a lie. Because when you are a citizen of a country, you have taken an undertaking that you will obey the laws of the country. Now, you don't like the law, then try to change the law in whichever legal means are available to you. But to try to subvert it, to tell lies, Islam does not permit us to fudge taxes. Where is the dalil in Islam to say you can tell lies about taxes? No. Now, I don't want to make a whole long list of the kinds of lies, but my point is, let us be clear in our mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Now, why is Allah saying, "Be kunu ma'a sadiqin"? Why? Because company influences. Company influences. If you are in the company of good people, then doing good becomes easy. And doing evil becomes difficult. For example, if you are in the company of people who pray on time or who go to the masjid to pray. So, the time for salah, everybody gets up. Oh, time for salah, let's pray. So, even if you are not so keen and if you are feeling lazy and all that, it becomes difficult to leave salah because of the company of people that you are with. Right? If you are a woman and you are in a whole bunch of women who wear hijab, then if you are not wearing hijab, you feel odd. But the opposite, if you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel as if you are an odd person. Time for salah, you get up, nobody else is getting up. You should still get up, even more reason why you should get up. But I'm just saying that being in the company of people makes that behavior easier or more difficult. And we call this the group entry rules. So, all groups have entry rules, and these are some of them are stated, some of them are unstated, informal, but they are very powerful. So, if you want to be with a particular group of people, be very conscious of what are the entry rules of that group and what are you compromising in your Islamic principles in order to be with those people, so that you won't be considered as a odd guy, right? People, there's a lot of pressure. How do practically the maximum number of people, how do they get into drugs? With this peer pressure. Everyone is smoking. It's only one smoke, come on, one smoke. Now, the one smoke hooks you. Have just one drink. It's the company. And that is why that company of kunu ma'a sadiqin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be with the people of truth, be with truthful people. Even if they are non-Muslim, doesn't matter. Allah didn't say truthful only Muslim. No, obviously, if somebody is denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the biggest of the lies. But leaving that aside, just general everyday behavior. People who are truthful, we should try to be with them. And that is the most important thing. I remind myself and you, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live truthfully, to live by the truth and to die on the truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to behave in a way where we are written as truthful with Him. And we are saved from behaving in a way where the opposite may happen to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.